Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Jersey Shore got walloped by a nor'easter with strong winds, heavy rain, and some moderate flooding. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from Ocean City.
The water continued to rise steadily until high tide at about 2 o'clock. Roads were flooded mainly on the bayside. At 13th and West Avenue, 13th was blocked off headed towards the bay. The waves were angrily eating away at the beach, with waves coming all the way up to the dunes near 11th Street. The main takeaway was the roads, though. It wasn't easy navigating the bayside of Ocean City. Still, it wasn't anything too crazy, and we spoke with a few locals who said they're used to this sort of thing. Don had plans to be productive, but that got washed away.
The hardware store's closed, you know, your local pizza place is closed, you know, so, but you kind of get used to it.
Dan from Egg Harbor Township wanted to make the most of it, and he was fishing at the pier beneath Route 52.
Generally harder than normal, but you can run into better fish. It's when you get a lot of water, they kind of spread out a little bit more.
Officials urged residents and visitors to stay off the roads until the water clears out and to be careful of any debris left behind. Philadelphia police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting in the Ronhurst section of the city. Police say homicide detectives, with the assistance of SWAT, arrested 17-year-old Sahir Muzan of South Philadelphia in connection with the murder of 16-year-old Xavier Gregory. Officials say dozens of shots were fired at the intersection of Teasdale Street and Frontenac Street around 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. An 18-year-old woman was shot in the ankle and taken to the hospital in stable condition. Muzan has been charged with murder, recklessly endangering another person, and violations of the Uniform Firearms Act. A 43-year-old woman will spend time behind bars for shooting at another car during a road rage incident in Chester County last year. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Raquel Graham sentenced to 9 to 23 months in Chester County Prison for shooting at another driver around 6:30 a.m. on May 2nd last year on Goshen Road near Sugartown Road in Willistown. Graham's lawyer asked for a sentence without time behind bars, saying she truly feared for her life that day. But Chester County Judge Patrick Carmody told Graham she's lucky he's not sending her to state prison, noting he feels for her as he thinks there's a mental health aspect, but he says she fired at someone who was simply driving to work. The man she shot at that morning tells police Graham was driving normally, but then slowed down to about 15 miles per hour. As he passed her on the left, he saw her point a gun at her window and fire. The bullet hit the upper part of his passenger side door and shattered the window.
Graham told police she was being harassed by someone with a similar car. Prosecutors say, however, while they have nearly a dozen prior incidents involving Graham, none of those incidents matched the car or person she fired at. The Pennsylvania voter registration deadline is next Monday, and mail-in ballots are ready to go, so Philadelphia election officials are not letting a city holiday get in the way of turnout. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports all 11 election offices in the city were open.
This election is typically the lowest turnout of the four-year election cycle, and City Commissioner Chair Omar Sabir gets it. At the top of the ticket are judges, who are bound by the Judicial Code of Conduct not to discuss issues or promise actions, making decisions hard. But he's hopeful this year.
We see so much excitement right now about our democracy.
The commission is trying to make it easy for voters, keeping the election board, city hall office, and all 10 satellite locations open every day, even weekends and holidays, for one-stop civic duty fulfillment.
You can get registered, go get a cup of coffee, come on back, want your name in the system. you'll be able to get your ballot printed out. You'll be able to have a private place where you can complete your ballot.
Sabir says the staff will make sure it's challenge-proof when you return it, envelope signed and dated.
Sabir recommends early voting for this year's lengthy ballot to avoid feeling rushed on Election Day, which is November 4th. The American Heart Association held their Southern New Jersey Go Red for Women luncheon in Cinnaminson. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
About 250 people gathered at the Marion in Cinnaminson wearing red and raising awareness about women and heart disease, which is the leading cause of death in women. Jennifer Licton Green, Senior Vice President and Executive Director of the Greater Philadelphia AHA, says women should learn the signs as heart issues can present differently than in men.
It can be flu-like symptoms, nausea, jaw, or dental pain. There are so many different ways, and the most important thing is to listen to your body and advocate for yourself with your doctors.
Julie Iocavelli is a survivor of spontaneous coronary artery dissection, which she faced at 31. SCAD is a rare condition where a tear occurs in the inner layer of the coronary artery, which supplies blood to the heart.
I didn't even know that you could have a heart attack and still walk, talk, be conscious. Should have known. This is why I'm trying to tell everybody.
She says it took her completely by surprise.
And I work out 4 to 5 times a week. My diet is very healthy. I do all the calorie counting, all the things. Heart attack wasn't even on my radar.
The luncheon aimed to amplify the stories of survivors and advocates and raise funds for local programs, education, and research. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.